was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string and makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night falls in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order,
Resurrection without borders. This broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lackadratta Stewart. You're also going to be joined by tonight Lori Anderson and John O'Mesmer. We are going to have courtroom observers with us, and that is going to be just in a little bit. We have breaking news coming out of WikiLeaks. It looks as though, folks, that Clinton is tied to the Malheur Wildlife Refuge standoff and Uranium One through the WikiLeaks emails. I tell you, I always suspected, we always knew, but now we have evidence. Isn't that right, Lori?
That is correct. It is correct. And remember, Tom, if you remember, we were discussing this a couple of weeks ago. We were saying, you know, we really hope that some emails come forth that link the Clinton Foundation with the Malheur Refuge. Isn't that neat how you can speak things into existence, as Bible says?
Praise the Lord on that. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. So what individuals need to know, I'm going to play a clip in just a moment, but what happened is we're going to play a clip that gives out some of this information. This video has several excerpts of a whistleblower presentation given today, which would have been October the 16th, on the steps of City Hall in Portland, Oregon. Laws, also known as Leo Stratton, and Shauna Cox also presented documents laying out the ties of the corruption between the Hammonds, Bundy, and Malheur lands and all levels of state and federal agencies and agents, and they do name names, Tom. The entire presentation, if you look at the entire presentation, it's an hour long, but this clip is just a little bit for you to be able to get a feel for it. So the WikiLeaks emails expand on the connections to the Clintons, Uranium One, Russia, China, ISIS. Our military needs to pay attention to what's being said in this clip. Judge yeah. Anna Brown is also shown to have relationships with the investments that profit from the transactions related to the land grabs and sell-offs in Oregon and the western states. Now, this, if you don't know who Judge Anna Brown is, she is the one currently presiding over the Bundy trials, which we will get to after we expose this part of tonight's show.
I have to say one thing. I knew LaVoy. He was a good man. Tonight, my friend, you may be looking down on us from above, and I hope that you realize that we are all LaVoy tonight, and this one's for you, brother.
Amen. Could you please play LV2?
So we'll see what's going on here.
And say hello to our beloved military, because these documents also affect you. To our veterans, this also affects you. to obviously the Bundys, the Hammonds, and all of us throughout the United States, it affects you. And more specifically, the 12 Western states. This is why we're here. This is why the Bundys are incarcerated. This is why they assassinated LaVoy. And this is why they stole the land from the Hammonds. And we got to also understand the connection with Uranium One, Hillary Clinton, Harry Reid, Jeff Merkley, Ron Wyden, Ted Ferrioli, Greg Walden, Gordon Smith, Jeremy Comey from the FBI, and Loretta Lynch, and Cliff Bentz, Boyd Britton, Andy Bentz, Linda Bentz, Stephen E. Grassley, Dan Nichols, Peter Russell. So these are all the names that are going to be coming out. These are the names that are going to be connected to all these bills. And this is why these criminals need to be prosecuted by a common law grand jury. At a minimum, by the Attorney General himself. Because these documents do not lie. And these documents, what I'm going to say, is for the American people to decide what is true. And are we going to hold these criminals and indict these criminals from Salem all the way to Washington, D.C., including Uranium One and John Podesta. That's his name on it. And this will be elaborated with Senator Chuck Grassley's two letters to Loretta Lynch with respect to Uranium One, Russia, China, ISIS, and Iran. So let me start over.
I'm here to say that these are authentic documents, and they have not been altered. These are authentication of things, of documents that we've sent.
Let me continue on. And I'm gonna throttle back with Maxine, because I think Maxine has changed the rhetoric in regards to what she's doing for the Oregonian, even though we know Les Zates is part of this. Okay? But Maxine, I know you were part and you covered this. And let me bring this out, because I know you're in court every day and you were part of the Oregonian Winter 2008 Volume 35, Number 13, annual report inside with regards to our water being patented and how these corrupt politicians through the Conservancy Fund, which is Ron Wyden's earmarks, right, and Greg Walden and Errol Blumenauer. Well, guess what? Here we go. You want to read that, Shauna?
Which Oregon Wildland supporters fought so hard to implement and defend could be reinstated immediately. U.S. Senator-elect Jeff Merkley, who will replace Senator Gordon Smith, stated that he wants to protect old-growth forests and pristine wilderness, including the Wilderness Road.
And actually, are they actually doing that? If they're actually doing that, then why in the world did they give all these to over 200 mining companies through Harney County, Mahir County, and Baker County? And right here with the Senate Bill 113, it says they're environmental and radioactive to our environment when they extract these minerals. I didn't say that. That's what the bill says. So are they actually protecting our resource, our natural resource, or they're actually stealing our minerals and our land and our water? And Maxine, I'm not going to go too hard on you because you changed the rhetoric, and I greatly appreciate it. And guess what? We also know that these criminals behind the Western Oregon Plan Revision, WOPR. And guess what? We have those documents too. And those continues can continue elaborating off your material of what you wrote, Maxine. So I think that you'd be a perfect candidate to be subpoenaed with respect to this document. And these documents will lead up to all these cockroaches. So Maxine, what are you planning to do? I will see you Monday too. And I will ask you about this article, this specific article that you participated in, called The Oregon Wild in 2008. This is John Podesta, or Podesta, okay? John Podesta knowingly gave Uranium One through WikiLeaks emails that we have in our possession, that gave Uranium One all the uranium in Harney County, Mahir County, and Baker County, right here. This guy, and he is the chairman for the Clinton Foundation. Here you go, right here. And we got the emails, thank you to WikiLeaks. And I greatly appreciate what WikiLeaks did. And this couldn't have been done perfectly without WikiLeaks' help, without them releasing the information, and without releasing
Senator Chuck Grassley's letters, because they all clumped together. This is why our patriots stood there for the Hammonds, because they were unconstitutionally having their land stolen for the Clinton Foundation to sell their uranium to our enemies. While you send your men and women overseas to sacrifice their lives. Again, I will reiterate, this is Ron Wyden's financial disclosures. I want you guys to look at Ron Wyden's financial disclosures on how they tied up to the hedge funds, to Callan under the Oregon Legislative Investment Council. And they're all tied up to the mining corporations. How his son Adam Wyden created his hedge fund. And here you go. These hedge funds are all in the Oregon Legislative Investment Council, and all these other hedge funds that they participate in, which Ron Wyden earmarks, are also tied, including his financial disclosure form, are all connected.
Callan is spelled C-A-L-L-A-N.
Here you go. And when you go through the whole list of Callan, you will see the names, and you will see the corporations all tied to these through the hedge funds.
We're moving outside peacefully. We've been asked to move out to continue our speech. It has quit raining for a moment. So everybody just hold for a minute. We'll keep talking a little bit. We're just about done here. We're just trying to do a peaceful speech down here, bringing out some of the corruption that's going on across our nation.
This is...
I do.
We're still in our future.
Oh.
We're still in our children's future. We're still in our grandchildren's future.
I better go through that.
Gotta move them all?
No, we gotta go through it. I'll go back here.
Roger.
They're telling us we got to move some vehicles that are parked in a city parking area, that we're going to get some citations. There's an officer that's behind us that I don't have him on video at the moment. But they are being nice to us and peaceful. But we'll continue our speech here in just a moment. Tomorrow in court, you don't want to miss court tomorrow. You don't want to miss up the updates that we're going to have tomorrow also. Some very important stuff coming to light.
So as I continue on, this is the state sovereign. This was done by Jefferson Powell and Benjamin J. Prester. And this is a Supreme Court decision. These are not mine. I did not fabricate. I did not create these. And I did not alter any of these documents. Okay? This document right here, I'm going to read two pages on it. And you're going to see the separation of powers and also a Supreme Court law with regards to the state and federal lands. Matter of fact, I'll even give Shauna Cox the honor of reading this.
States have power over the land, navigable waters, real property, wild animals, and persons within their territory. This kind of sovereignty is also what is transferred from Congress to the new state government when a United States territory is admitted into the Union. Under the language used by the court in Arizona versus California, a justiciable controversy is presented only if Arizona, as a sovereign state.
Right. And this Supreme Court ruling is going to be called Arizona versus California 298 U.S. 558. Basically states that the states have control of all lands. What the hell is the federal government arresting our patriots? This is a state issue and not a federal issue. And the only reason why Anna J. Brown would not recognize this is because she has her money in these hedge funds where they're stealing our minerals in our land, in our water, using through federal grants and certain federal policies. This is why Anna J. Brown refuses to recuse herself or disqualify herself. She has a financial gain through the Oregon Legislative Investment Council. And yet she's violating one of the Supreme Court rulings. In addition to that, there's actually separation of powers, and she calls herself a judge, and she calls herself an honorable judge. What the hell's honorable about her? There's nothing honorable about this criminal. She's a criminal in a robe, and she also should be participating in being indicted under Article 3 for treason, because she's also aiding and abetting Uranium One
to go ahead with the Clinton Foundation, the same Clinton's family that appointed her as a judge with Anna Akins and ruling in favors so the Chinese can have our uranium and gold and silver and copper with the Russians, Iran, and ISIS. Is it a conspiracy? Yes, it is a conspiracy because it takes one or more, two or more individuals to conspire for a crime. And they're conspiring and committing, perpetuating fraud upon the American people in our military, again, in our patriots. This is what they're doing. Now we're going to go ahead separation of powers. The federal government is a substantive way in expressing the state federal separation of powers that the court views as a safeguard for liberty. So what the hell are we doing having our patriots incarcerated and under the authority of the federal government when the federal government has zero jurisdiction? Zero. These are Supreme Court cases. What the hell's going on? And I tell you what's going on. She's part of this. She's part of the Lewis and Clark show right here. The same characters that are behind all these bills. And she's ruling in favor of all the land grabbing. 80-90% of the, what do you call, bills she's a part of. So should there be a grand jury investigation against Anna J. Brown and Anna Akins and Stacey Beckerman? Yes. Oregonians, this is all the evidence. It's time for you to rise. It's time for the people to rise. It's time to replace these criminals replace these dirty politicians.
The Republican form of government.
Yeah, back to our republic. Under Article 4, Section 4, and the Federalist Papers 49, it says we are a republic.
We've got to vote in the good people. Now, our election's coming up, and we've got to get the right people involved.
We need everybody here tomorrow.
Yeah. Mark Callen, you're more than welcome. We hope that the Oregonians listen to the evidence and elect you.
Okay, you can stop the clip. So what we would need to make known is the governor, the judge, Sheriff Ward, Grassley, all of these individuals were also appointed. They were never elected. Okay, so their name and name, Tom, is that not awesome?
How convenient.
And you know, I have to say this, WikiLeaks is the gift that just keeps on giving.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
You know,
I would like to, at this point, take a moment to thank Hillary Clinton from the bottom of my heart for being such a dumbass.
You know, we have to be very thankful for her unsecure server. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, John, your comment, I know you're just chomping at the bit to make a comment on that one.
Yeah. I tell you what, her stupidity on the technological front and the arrogance that she approached it with has definitely been a huge favor to us in the end. So, and I have to agree with Lori that WikiLeaks is the gift that just keeps on giving.
Now, not to get off topic, but it's on topic as well. I went to the ClintonFoundation.org, and I found out some really interesting information. Would y'all like to hear this?
Okay, please do share.
Okay, well, the Clinton Foundation itself, for the IRS to make it 501c3, their filing was so that they could build a library. Okay, the presidential library, and in this it stated that anything as far as money coming in or anything like that, it had to be specific for what they were saying they were going to use the Clinton Foundation for. In other words, every bit of money that came in had to go for doing the library, building the library. Why is that important? I'm getting ready to tell you why this is important. Because I don't know if you all know this, but they also have what is called the Clinton Global
Initiative.
Okay. Now, when you go in these at the Clinton, now the ClintonFoundation.org, much respect, you've got your IRS papers out there. So they also have their acceptance letters from the IRS and all of this. So when you read these boring documents, they don't become so boring because the Clinton Global Initiative, there is only one one person out of all, not a person, but one, well, yeah, it actually is a person per
U.S. code
that has a vote in the Clinton Global Initiative. Care to guess who that is?
Oh, please share.
Oh, you will learn. The Clinton Foundation is the only one that has a vote in any decision. Even though they have board members, they're the only ones that has a vote. Now, on top of that, if the Clinton Global Initiative disbands or whatever the case may be with it, guess what happens? Those funds
actually go to the Clinton Foundation. And we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Amen! We'll be back.
Wow.
Oh, we're still on air. We're not going to break. Hey, you know what? Forget that break. Let's just keep on rolling. Lori, go ahead on.
Okay, so I was reading through this, and I'm like, oh, you know, I probably am not going to find anything, you know. So, amazingly, when you look up the information on the Clinton Global Initiative, okay, all the way back to 2009, because that's pretty much when they started. The gifts, grants, contributions received do not include unusual grants. $24,954,797. So any money that goes to the Clinton Global Initiative, okay, if this quote-unquote foundation shuts down, all the money from the Clinton Global Initiative goes to the Clinton Foundation. Now, you have all these board members, but nobody has a vote except for, you ready for it, the Clinton Foundation. So, the Clinton Global Initiative is under the guise of education, of course.
Of course, yes, education. How to be a good gangster.
Right. Now, the financial data as of 12/31/09, I'm looking at the financial data sheet. Right, for the Clinton Global Initiative Incorporated. And by the way, if anyone wants to do some research, the EIN is 27-155-1550.
All right, hang on a second. Everybody, grab your pens. All right, you got your pens? Give that to us again.
Okay, the EIN number is 27-155-1550. That is the EIN for the Clinton Global Initiative Incorporated.
One more time for those of us that are sitting here a little bit slower.
And that would be 27-155-1550. And that is the EIN for the Clinton Global Initiative Incorporated.
I think that we got that over here. Did we get that over here? We did get that over here. Okay, good.
Isn't that wonderful? So when you research, and the Clinton Foundation is a wealth of information, .org with their IRS forms and things like that, and if you actually read the bylaws and stuff, because that's what you really need to dig into, instead of the tax stuff itself. But when you read and go into the bylaws, you find, you know, it's just another way to shuffle money. You know, it is. Now, I can tell you that...
You mean money or Federal Reserve notes? I'm sorry, I couldn't...
What? Knowing the Clinton Foundation, it would be both. And probably some precious metals on that, you know, uranium and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, there's a precious metal for you.
Right, right. So, also names to look for is you have the director of the Clinton the Clinton Global Initiative is Douglas Bland. You have the director and CEO is Robert Harrison. Director Bruce Lindsay. Eric Nonix is a director as well. You have Edward Hughes is a director of program. Lisa Rickett is director of finance and operations. Marla Bezra is director of commitments. Keisha Center, director of CGI University. And Shannon Conjum, is the director of membership, and it goes on and on and on and on. So
and at the top of that apex is the radioactive regressive Miss Hillary Clinton.
Oh, absolutely. Because when you go to the Clinton Foundation, oh, my Lord, let me tell you, I'm going to read this little bit for you all. This is the Clinton Foundation.
That we just coined a new term for Hillary, the radioactive regressive progressive.
Something like that, yeah. But this right here is dated January 29th, 1990, okay? And this is, I don't know why that is. Maybe it's too smudgy. Maybe that is the wrong one because it's got the facts at the top, May 11th, 1998. So it couldn't, I don't know. So what I'm going to read to you is this is the IRS determination letter, okay, for the Clinton Foundation, for the Clinton president. It's called the William J. Clinton Presidential Foundation, okay? And it says, "Dear applicant, based on information you supplied and assuming your operations will be as stated in your application for recognition of exemption, we've determined that you are exempt from the federal income tax under Section 501A of the IRS code as an organization described in Section 501C3. Because you are a newly created organization, we are now making a final determination of your foundation status under Section 509A of the code. However, we have determined that you can reasonably expect to be a publicly supported organization described in Sections 509A1 and 170B1A6. Accordingly, during an advance ruling period, you will be treated as a publicly supported organization and not as a private foundation. This advance ruling period begins and ends on the date shown above. Within 90 days after the end of your advance ruling period, you must send us the information needed to determine whether you have met the requirements of the applicable support test during the advance ruling period. If you establish that you have been a publicly supported organization, we will classify you as a Section 509A1 or a 509A2 organization as long as you continue to most the requirements of the applicable support test. If you do not meet the public support requirements during the advance ruling period, we will classify you as a private foundation for future periods." Now, I'm not going to keep reading on that because I want to share something else with you that has to do with this. So I read all that to let you know, as you can see, they have to abide by what they claimed they were going to do, correct? And if they didn't, okay. So what we'll do is we'll finish covering this part after a word from our sponsors. Hang with us because we have a lot to share tonight.
Resurrect the Republic's hit radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can't handle it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Resurrect the Republic, the radio broadcast, the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacabara Stewart. You're joined by Lori Anderson and John O'Mesmer. This is a pretty hot topic of a show tonight. Folks, I have wanted to honor the memory of Lavoie Finicum, and I have wanted to honor Ammon and Ryan and David and all of the folks that are political prisoners by this rogue, out-of-control federal behemoth. And finally, it gives me just a little bit of satisfaction thanks to WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks, I have to, my hat's off to you. WikiLeaks for the gift that keeps on giving. Okay, Lori, what do you have for us?
Okay, so without reading all of this, because we have so many topics to cover tonight, the William J. Clinton Presidential Foundation, basically, in order to get their tax-exempt status, on their application for tax exemption, they state that initially it's to design, construct, and initially endow a presidential archival depository to house and preserve the books, correspondence, documents, papers, pictures, photographs, and other memorabilia of President Clinton, as well as other objects or materials related to the papers or events of the official or personal life of the president, oh, that should be interesting, that the, have historical or commemorative value. So when you read through this whole thing, it states that once it, that is completed and once it is done, that what they're going to do upon completion, the archival facility and its endowment will be conveyed to the federal government to be administered in perpetuity by the National Archives and Records Administration in accordance with the Presidential Libraries Act of 1955. I wonder if they've done that yet, and I wonder why they're still able to receive funds into the Clinton Foundation if they have completed that, Tom.
Not real sure, but hey, you know how this works, you know?
Oh, absolutely. So it's something you definitely want to look into. ClintonFoundation.org supplies it for you, everybody. You might want to grab your copy of the PDFs before they disappear off the internet. You know, they might get all wiped with a cloth, as Hillary likes to say. So what we need to do now is we're going to go back to the Bundy situation, because we're exposing that the Clinton Foundation is in collusion with what is going on in Burns, Oregon, which is obviously of high interest to us, because it is the people's land that is being stolen from the people of Oregon. So let me tell you one of the most amazing things, Tom. The Oregon standoff, Shauna Cox took the stand, and because she took the stand, they got her video that she recorded while they were being attacked by the federal government and the Oregon State Police and the mercenaries, of course. They got that video played in front of the jury because Shauna Cox took the stand. So this is what was said, and this is by the Oregon Live. They reported on this on October the 13th. It says the Oregon standoff defendant Shauna Cox testified Thursday that she didn't emerge immediately from Robert Lavoie Finicum's truck when police stopped them January 26 on U.S. 395 because she was afraid of getting shot. Cox, the fourth of seven defendants to take the stand in the federal conspiracy trial, became emotional as her standby lawyer, Tiffany Harris, played the video that Cox took of the felony traffic stop as she sat in the back seat, which we all know was an ambush.
Absolutely.
Harris showed the footage after the judge cautioned that it could be, quote, quite prejudicial, unquote, to both Cox and co-defendant Ryan Bundy. No, she didn't want it shown. They tried to keep this video out, by the way. As you know, if you've been following anything about this, they have done anything and everything they can do to allow only selective proof. And they have done anything and everything they can do to keep it quiet about Lavoie Finicum's murder. Well, that has now been busted wide open, whether it be with Shauna Cox and whether it be with David Fry. Now,
Lori, I have a question coming in from one of our listeners. Jeremy Johnson asks, do you have a link directly to the WikiLeaks leak?
It is in the gentleman that I gave you the link for the clip. And if not, if I can't find it off of his stuff, I have reached out to him to actually be on the show, Tom. And okay. We will also get a hold of that that actual link.
Yeah, there's a whole series of documents that exposed. So I'm going to be Mr. Jeremy Johnson, and for any of you out there listening that are interested in the direct link of this, what we are going to do, if you go to my page, you will see a photograph of Shauna Cox standing there with this gentleman who is revealing a table full of these documents.
Yeah, thousands.
We have reached out, and of course, I spent time with Shauna at the refuge, and Shauna, I am sure, will make sure that we have links to this. All I can say is rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com. Take that down, people. Write that down or add it to your browsers. It's rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com, as well as RTR Truth Media on Twitter, as well as that's good for now. And my Facebook page, Lori Anderson on Google Plus. We will be, as soon as we have the actual documents, all of them compiled into one resource that we can share with you, we will be sharing them all over the place.
Absolutely.
This was a revelation that was shared through Shauna Cox. And we will. This was a presentation that was just laid out on a table at this. Essentially, this was a press release, there's a video that we will be sharing with you that we shared earlier on the broadcast. We will be sharing a link to that video in the description in this podcast as well. There will be a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
That YouTube video that's released tonight in the title of this podcast is WikiLeaks Exposes Clinton Foundation Involvement of Malheur and Courtroom Observers. That will be a YouTube video that will be released as soon as the podcast. We have a Spreaker podcast, okay? So if you guys are familiar with Spreaker.com, you can go to Spreaker.com/RTR Truth Media, or you can go to the RTR Truth Media YouTube account, and immediately after this show concludes, it will automatically upload the podcast to YouTube. And in the description, by the morning, I will have many of these links already included in the description. So that you can reach out to Shauna and you can reach out to this gentleman yourselves. This is information we do not plan on holding to ourselves.
Absolutely right, Tom. So getting back to what happened with Shauna Cox, because like you know, we have a lot to tell everybody tonight in a short amount of time to do it. The co-defendant, Kenneth Mendenbach, he stood to ask Cox a question, but was quickly shut down by U.S. District Judge Anna J. Brown. He began, quote, "Are you aware the jury has the power to weigh," unquote, and then the judge said, "Stop." The judge demanded, "I am not going to let a defendant ask any questions about jury nullification. This is why it is so important and imperative you know your rights and responsibilities. That is what judges know will shut this corruption down." "And the corruption continues," Mendenbach added. The judge asked if he had any other questions to ask, and he didn't. So there was also a brief cross-examination of the assistant U.S. attorney, Craig Gabriel, stopped the video that Cox took and showed a screenshot of Ryan Bundy, who was in the back left side passenger seat of Finnecombe's truck, holding a revolver in his right hand as he hunkered down. Now, I've never seen, and I've gone through that video and through that video and through that video, and I may have missed it, but I personally have never seen a revolver in his hand.
I did see in the crime scene photos, there was a photograph of a revolver on the floor. However, I want to say something very clearly. I would not typically... And being raised around my father, who was a judge in law enforcement most of my life, my father had a real hard time with the federal agents and the federal government for a few reasons. Very short transgression from this story. There was a man, his name was Nippy. He's Nippy Steaks he had. There was a man that came in 3, 4, 5 days in a row who seemed like a vagabond. He was hungry and he needed food. And Nippy fed him every single day. And on the final day, the man said to him, "Sir, you have to allow me to maintain my integrity. The only thing that I have to offer you is this pistol. I don't own anything else." And Nippy, being the honorable man that he was, wanted the man to be able to hold himself in a somewhat of a fashion of self-respect. He accepted the pistol in return for all of the meals that he had given him and future meals that he would. When he did so, the ATF came in and arrested him. It was a setup. They played upon a good-natured, big-hearted man who had never dealt with any kind of firearms, drugs, or anything else. He was a personal friend of my father, who was a career judge. My father, when I tell you he was fit to be tied, is an understatement. And my father got a real taste for federal agents and the lengths that they will go to do whatever they have to do to earn brownie points and stick their nose so far up the keister of their bosses that they will do anything. Now, this is the environment. This is going back to the late 70s, early 80s. Okay? So this is an idea of the federal government that was formed in my eyes as a young man. Now, I have not had a disrespect for law enforcement per se, but these individuals, these rogue individuals that use this jurisdiction to abuse, to violate the rights of people who have not harmed anyone, I have to say I have seen them transgress on so many occasions that this situation with this Malheur Wildlife Refuge is, of course, no surprise to me.
And to go along with just exactly what you're saying, Tom, when Gabriel asked Shauna if her video was a fair and accurate representation of what took place, she said yes. And she said, in fact, Gabriel said Ryan Bundy had a revolver, is what Gabriel pointed out. And Shauna even said, I have no idea. I never saw a gun.
Yeah. And that goes to my point. They will essentially, and you know, I saw one video that looks very clearly that when LaVoy was down on the ground and the agents pursued him, it looks as though one agent threw something to the agent that was straddling over LaVoy. And it looks as though, to me, in my opinion, that a firearm was placed. But more importantly, that would be an assumption, and I have to admit that that would be an assumption. However, based upon all of the other information, including the video analysis of the premeditated fashion of which they set them up for the roadblock being around a curve, and you folks, I don't know if you have yet, but if you go to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com and you look at the video that we posted that was anonymously given to Gavin Syme, it basically shows in very specific analysis, scientific analysis, how this could have in every way been planned to slow them down and stop them, but it was intentionally, it was very quite obviously intentionally a provocation to try and escalate the situation to justify a higher moral ground for the federal government than the Patriots had. And they did so by a very clever and sneaky way. These guys know what they're doing. From the rubber bullet that was fired at LaVoy that made him grab at his side, that they knew on that camera above would make it look like he was reaching for a gun, and all of that business. It's quite obvious to me that this was a premeditated, violent incursion on behalf of the federal government to justify their actions and their behavior and to gain the higher moral ground. All of their assumptions and presumptions that they said, all the statements that were made by the officers on the scene were very easily discounted by the video evidence itself, including the shots that were taken at the vehicle that caused LaVoy to stop braking just for a moment, decreasing the amount of braking time that he would have. Then finally, when he swerved to avoid the roadblock, the agent that jumped out in front of the truck.
Yeah, that's clearly seen.
Yes, and then, you know, there was gunshots. Whenever they tried to communicate with the FBI, a clear message was given.
Absolutely, they kept firing.
If you communicate with the FBI, you're going to be shot at. So they did every single thing that they could do counter than what responsible police work would dictate.
But they were hoping they would fire on them. They were hoping they would fire back is what they were really hoping for.
And that gun that they alleged that was allegedly in Ryan's hand, he had been shot in the arm. He could have, if he had chosen to, jump out of the vehicle and began firing if it was in his hand.
Right.
If it was his intention to bring an assault upon law enforcement, he could have very easily done so if that were the case.
Right, now, right.
The problem that I have
that
is, let us say just for a moment.
Staged that up.
Well, guess who else testified? Guess who else Ammon called to testify?
Who's that?
Sheriff Mack. Anyone who doesn't know who Sheriff Mack is, Arizona Sheriff Richard Mack, he serves as president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, and he testified that Ammon Bundy asked him to call Harney County Sheriff David Ward about 3 to 4 weeks before the refuge takeover. Now, Mack did, urging Ward to put federal government on notice that he was in charge of the Hammonds. The Hammonds are the father and son ranchers who were set to return to federal prison, double jeopardy people, to serve out a mandatory minimum sentence for arson in federal lands.
Yes, the judge said in that case, he said, I could not possibly sentence these men to the mandatory minimum, or if I did, it would be a shock to the conscience. And this judge retired that very day. That was a message.
Yep.
It was a message to the people. That judge, I have a bit of respect for that judge in that what he said essentially, and I believe, explained exactly what happened following that point. He said it would be a shock to the conscience, which it was his message that said that if you pursue this, you are going to intentionally instigate an altercation between the people who are the rightful arbiters and are the rightful government themselves. You are going to instigate this incursion between the people and the federal authorities, in that it would be a shock to the conscience. Now, when you have a federal judge that tells you that he not only will not recognize a mandatory minimum, but retires from the bench that very day, any federal official that pursues an additional sentencing for these people, I say, are an absolute, total, egregious malfeasance of their offices.
Well, you know, Mac also testified. He said, it says, Mac also testified that he was surprised that Sheriff Ford didn't arrest Ammon Bundy when the two met on a rural road outside the refuge on January the 7th. Quote, right. I thought it was a derelict of duty. Mac said the judge struck that answer, of course. Now, I'm going to go into some other people who testified. A former FBI agent named Charles Stevenson also testified for the defense, saying that most of the weapons he saw pictured in photos from the refuge occupation appeared to be in an at-rest and secure, a non-threatening position. Don't you know that made them mad? So you also have other individuals. The Fields resident Rebecca Kingen, who visited the refuge on January the 7th. She brought her son, Monte, now 12 years old, to interview Ryan Bundy for his school newspaper, if you remember that.
Yes.
She testified, it could be a way to show they are just like we are. Kingston said she didn't feel any danger at the refuge and brought her daughter, now 8 years old, as well as with her on January visit. Brian Bundy presented a copy of the article that Kingston's son wrote for his school paper called The Desert Rat, under the headline, The Bundy's Family Makes a Stand at Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. Now, to get even better and deeper into this, Russell, also known as Rusty Hammond, the son of Harney County rancher Dwight Hammond Jr. and the brother of rancher Stephen Hammond, testified briefly that he met Ammon Bundy for the first time on December 15th, and he said that Bundy told him that he was in Burns to bring attention to what was happening to my father and brother and what was happening to our country with federal overreach. Now here, they also exposed that they were threatened. He also confirmed that his family had been threatened because of their contact with Ammon Bundy, and he didn't identify by whom, which that had already come out via the affidavit of truth.
That is direct assault It is a direct assault upon the First Amendment to the Constitution, which gives everyone the right to free speech.
Mm-hmm.
It gives them also, we're also guaranteed a right to redress of grievances. But still, what I'm saying here is that the federal government is restricted. They are constrained by the Constitution. And in the manner of which they're constrained is that they cannot provide a chilling effect upon the public to silence them in any way. And if they do, they are in abject violation of the Constitution itself.
Right. And on October 13th, the Oregon Live also put out there, and this is a little bit about what our previous caller asked, because they put out there the name of the article so that you can look it up. It's Concerns About Refuge Occupiers Heading to Grant County Reached Governor Brown's Office in Mid-January. Now, of course, they didn't let these emails be shown. But Ammons Bundy's lawyer, Marcus Mumford, wanted to introduce the email as evidence in their defense. The email between two members of Governor Kate Brown's office. So Mumford argued that it showed authorities knew in mid-January the aim of the refuge occupation was to spread a political message, not to interfere with federal employees at the bird sanctuary.
Yes. And of course, have, Lori, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we do have, and I don't like to make callers wait.
Right.
It looks like we have a caller from Washington, Gillis. Gillis, you're on Resurrect Republic. Go ahead.
What's up, brother?
Hello, brother. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just called to let you know that I've got all those documents that Lazaro was laying out on the table.
Oh, wonderful. Can you send them to us, please?
I can.
This came into me last minute. Can you do me a favor and email them to me personally at rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com? That's
just go to your PM feed. I've been trying to PM feed you and let you know I'm sitting here. I got all the documents sitting right here in front of me.
My PM feed to what social media resource?
Facebook.
Okay, Facebook. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I'm Joe Slider.
Slider.
Hi. Yeah.
Got you, Slider.
What's up, brother?
Slider Joe.
Yeah.
Yo.
We used
Slider
to.
Joe.
Yeah, that's me. We used to. Lazaro and I used to work together, but we kind of had a falling out. But that's besides the point because he's
not,
on
sir.
Point.
Did not. As a matter of fact, not only did we not have a falling out, but I contacted you regarding another man. We won't need to get into that, but I contacted you in regards to another man, and you were, sir, absolutely and 100% honorable, and I thank you for it.
No problem. But anyways, I got thumb drives for the material that you're looking for. I can email it to you. It takes probably a good 45 minutes just to load everything up because there's that much.
Right.
And you can't send it directly because it'll come in a Google link.
Okay.
Right. There's like 12,000 pages. It breaks it down. It tells you all the violations. It gives you all the
federal... Okay, Slider, hang on. I want you to hang on the line until we go into the next hour. We're going into a break. Hang on there, Slider. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, hang in there, and you will have the documents.
Not interested in photo ops.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.